It's a wonder you're not still a virgin. Our office is the last room in the house that still needs to be remodeled. We are committed to getting it started after Valentine's Day, so Tessa and I are going through and tossing shit out. She absolutely despises my desktop speakers, which are actually 30-pound Japanese jobs from another century and mixed through a CD player that nearly scrapes the ceiling. A couple of years ago, I was drinking neat bourbon and writing a combat scene in a novel while listening to AC/DC's Who Made Who. Turned out to be a pretty good scene, even though the speakers were so loud they were making the CD skip. We've also been clinging mindlessly to a wall rack of about 100 old cassette tapes that could jiggle loose and land on my head any day. The doors to the tape deck on my CD player won't even close anymore. It's time for Billy Idol and Asia and Bing Crosby to migrate to the iTunes player for good. As we discussed the remodeling plans, I was lounging over by Tessa's desk and looking over my workstation when I caught sight of some old index card boxes peeking out from behind the printer table. I'd forgotten about them, because I never see my workstation from that point of view. One of them held a bunch of cards I made for a linguistics paper 20 years ago. I think I saved them to prove to my students that we actually did research that way. There's a photocopy of a 3x5 index card that refers to an 1883 government document on Sioux languages. I could probably go back to the William Allen White Library and find that government report from 1883 using only that card. There were three other index card boxes of different colors. I opened one and found it full of vocabulary words. "Oh, yeah," I said to Tessa. "I used to read the dictionary and write down words I liked on one side of the card and their definitions on the reverse. Then I would flash the cards to myself and practice them." She nodded slowly, even pensively. "Hey, how often do you get a chance to use a word like morass? You have to practice it like martial arts in case you need it someday." I opened the box of the next color and found another stack of vocabulary cards. I must have overflowed the first box and started another. I checked the third box and found another stack of different words. I checked back and forth between the boxes and started to crack up laughing. I go, "Jesus, I separated these into nouns, verbs, and adjectives." Tessa said, "It's a wonder you're not still a virgin." This remodeling project is not going to be easy. Throwing stuff away will be the hardest part. I'll let go of my old Playboys, except for the Nicole Voss issue and the Lisa Rinna issue. I don't know about letting go of the stereo. It can live in the garage for a year or two. It'll be great for playing my kickboxing mix. But nobody is tossing out my index cards. That's the kind of thing you can bequeath to your son. All I have is Sean, but I'm going to treasure them until he goes to college. It'll be a portentous moment as I bestow them upon him. "See, Sean? The word Calipigian means having shapely buttocks." He will stare at me blankly. Then I'll say, "It's from Greek." And then he'll say, "Oh, Greek. Cool." Because that's what he always says when I say something cool.